It's news time. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Southerners are taking stock after Hurricane Helene swept through 10 different states, killing at least 116 people.
Once all the water gets out of here and all the power gets restored, then we'll really be able to start a building process back.
Marshall, North Carolina Mayor Aaron Haney says the cleanup could take years. Homes, highways, and power lines are destroyed. More than 2 million customers have no electricity. CBS's Skylar Henry is in Asheville, North Carolina.
The storm appears to have inflicted its worst damage in the Carolinas, where officials say more than 70 people have been found dead so far. A mother, Megan Dry, watched as her 7-year-old son Micah and her parents got swept away into the flood. All were stranded on their roof when it collapsed into the water. Megan was rescued.
Some communities are still cut off by collapsed roads. Hezbollah's deputy leader is vowing to fight on against Israel after the group's top leader was killed in an Israeli airstrike. CBS's MTS Tayyab from Beirut.
Over the past week, Israel has assassinated at least 5 Hezbollah commanders. But this rapid escalation of violence has also killed at least 1,000 others in just the past 2 weeks. 105 on Sunday alone.
At a stop in Las Vegas last night, Kamala Harris responded to Donald Trump's suggestion she has special needs.
We need a president who cares more about solving problems than playing political games and demeaning people full time.
Mr. Trump called the vice president mentally impaired. California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed an artificial intelligence bill opposed by Silicon Valley.
The legislation would have been the first in the nation to control the growth of AI. California Governor Gavin Newsom said it was problematic because it focused too much on the biggest AI systems. The bill would have required safety testing before the systems are publicly released and a kill switch in case of biowarfare or mass casualties. Newsom asked legislators to come up with a rewrite for the next session. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Just announced, DirecTV will buy rival Dish to create a massive pay TV company. They tried to merge more than 20 years ago, but the FCC blocked the deal over antitrust concerns. Francis Ford Coppola's new movie debuted to near empty theaters.
Destroyed it forever.
The director's $120 million Megalopolis is a certified box office flop with just $4 million in ticket sales. He sold part of his own wine business to pay for the production. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 6 members of the Racine City Council have announced a boycott of future meetings. They're citing concerns over Mayor Corey Mason's control over the council's agenda, and they're demanding changes to rules that allow the mayor to restrict items from reaching the council floor. A suspect has been arrested in connection with a bomb threat targeting Racine County government buildings. It led to several closures 1 week ago today. 29-year-old Devon Kessler was identified through an international investigation using phone records. The Racine Common Council is seeking applications to fill a vacancy in the 14th Aldermanic District. There's a deadline Friday. The new alder could be appointed at a council meeting on the 15th. Racine County is inviting residents to participate in their annual photo contest. The winning image will be featured on an Educators Credit Union debit card and in the 2025 Racine County calendar. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer rallied supporters in Waukesha yesterday, with the area busy with politics again tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
We just didn't make plays. I think did not play well enough, personally me. And, you know, accuracy was a little bit off, a little bit shaky, and was definitely making it hard on some of the guys, which just led to us, you know, getting off the field early and not being able to put up points.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east to south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. A cold front's going to zip through late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a bit cooler with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
So, married 4 years now. No one cares. Shut up. Hold on. You guys don't care. No one cares. There's just so much pressure on relationships. You know when I knew it was going to be weird? Just by the reaction of your friends when you get engaged. Like, girls get really excited, and they should. They go tell their friends, like, a big deal. Like,
did you hear what happened? You got engaged.
She got engaged. A big circus breaks out. She got engaged. Bam, and I'm da 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 boom, 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 boom. The guy in stilts comes out, and I go. Then you tell your guy friends, like, you got engaged? It's like hearing someone died. Like, what happened, man? Wow. He's so young, man. What happened? He had his whole life ahead of him. Wow, I just saw him yesterday, man.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Wearing your green slips.
guess I'll just take your glasses.
John Fred, his Playboy Panda. I love that last line. I think I'll just take your glasses. Hey, it's 810 at WRJN. It's a beautiful morning, sunshine, clear sky. It's 64 degrees here at Radio Park. Expect sunshine not only today, but right through next Tuesday, a week from this Tuesday. We have no rain in the forecast whatsoever as of now. We'll see what happens. Are you an adventurous eater? All right. Are you this adventurous? A takeout place called Bird Box opened up in Midtown Manhattan in New York City in July. They're going viral for their $19 fried chicken sandwich that's so gourmet, it comes with the chicken foot attached. The chicken's entire leg, foot and all, pokes out of the side of the bun. The place is actually run by a Michelin star chef, top of the line. Everyone says the sandwich is great if you can stomach it. I saw a picture of it. It's a chicken sandwich with that big clawed foot fried with breading and everything sticking out the sandwich. I would never go near that sandwich. And I love chicken sandwiches. Day to 812 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Mercy, mercy me.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
Take it,
dancing and a prancing. For years, I didn't know what they were saying. I finally looked up the lyrics. Keep on dancing and a prancing. There you go. It's WRJN with Gentry. He's here with local news and timeless hits at 8:17. How generous is this? I saw this on ABC World News. A 49-year-old woman in Utah named Chrissy Miller met a random guy out hiking last year. Found out he needed a kidney. Offered him one right there on the spot. He has lupus and he's been on dialysis now for 3 years. It turns out she was a match, a perfect match. The surgery happened this past spring. Now they just met up a year later and they're talking about their experience and encouraging more people to donate. Just met a random guy on a hiking thing and said, all right, I'll give you my kidney. That is generous. I would hope I would do the same thing, but wow.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby, then let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
Presley, local news and timeless hits, going back to the vinyl days. We're doing it. The first time we heard these timeless hits, they were no doubt played from vinyl. I still have my Elvis Presley vinyl. Well, now Cindy Huber helps you relive those moments by giving away actual vinyl albums each weekday. Weekday mornings between 9 and 10, Cindy will tell you who that day's artist of record is. When you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756 to win the album, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. Now, to top it all off, everyone who wins in October qualifies to win an actual record player, so you can play the music you win. That drawing happens October 25th. Timeless hits sound better on vinyl. You can win them weekdays in October with Cindy Huber right here on WRJN. I remember I had this on vinyl too. The Drifters on Broadway. 825 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
They say the neon lights are bright.
Nowhere.
morning at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Some guy booked a hotel room in Melbourne, Australia for work and knew he'd be bored. So get this. He sent a note to the reservation desk and said, listen, could you hide an apple in my room? Kind of an odd request, huh? He did it because it helps him de-stress when he searches for this stuff. And it's something fun to do. But they went the extra mile. They hid 5 apples in his room and he found 4 of them. Just before he's ready to leave and go home, he found the 5th apple. It was in the coffee maker. I can't believe the hotel staff did that. But that's pretty neat. Hey, it's 8:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Let's check news now from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump exaggerating links between violent crime and immigration in Wisconsin over the weekend. In Prairie du Chien, Trump predicted a bleak future if Kamala Harris wins.
Your town and every town, just like it all across Wisconsin and all across our country, the heartland, the coast, it doesn't matter, will be transformed into a third world hellhole.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Waunakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest poll. The New York Times and Siena College say Harris leads here 49% to 47%. Wisconsin has been decided by less than a point in 4 of the last 6 campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 6 Racine City Council members have announced a boycott of future meetings. In a joint statement, the 3rd of the council is citing concerns over the mayor's control over the council's agenda as their main issue. The group, including Melissa Caprillion, Jeff Coe, Olivia Davis, Sandy Widener, Renee Kelly, and Henry Perez, are demanding changes to rules that allow Mayor Corey Mason to restrict items from reaching the council floor. The boycott threatens to disrupt city business. The mayor hasn't yet commented. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the bomb threat targeting Racine County government buildings. Several facilities had to close 1 week ago today. Police say 29-year-old Devon Kessler was identified through an international investigation involving multiple law enforcement agencies, some in Canada. Sheriff's investigators say they executed a search warrant and arrested Kessler at his workplace last week. They say he did confess. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer rallied supporters in Waukesha yesterday. She stressed that the Harris-Waltz campaign's focus is on creating prosperity for all Americans. Former President Donald Trump is back in the state tomorrow. He's scheduled to speak at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow at 5. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east to south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. A cold front's going to zip through late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a bit cooler with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Occasionally, there's that person that brings their own cup to Starbucks. I have my own cup. Yeah, so do we. They're at home. Let me understand this. You have your life together enough to bring your own cup, but you can't make your own damn coffee? No. You stand there. You just stand. All the chairs are taken. Because Starbucks is not only a coffee shop, it's also an upscale unemployment office. Filled with students, people on conference calls. There's always that one guy that set up his office in Starbucks. Can you move your fax machine? It's packed. It's like the opposite of Dunkin' Donuts. You walk in Dunkin' Donuts, you feel like you're entering an active crime scene. Shelves are bare, there's no employees around. Are you guys even open? Did I just break in? I don't want to touch anything, leave my DNA.
Baby, you're not that kind.
John, Kiki D. Don't go breaking my heart. Everybody says, who is Kiki D? She was a jazz singer, and I guess a friend of Elton John, and she made that song, and we never heard from her again. She made one big hit song. All right. Now, school just started recently, and they had a survey. They asked young kids between the ages of 6 and 11, the formative years, what they'd like to see added to school subjects this year. These were the top three responses. How to look after pets, not bad. How to cook, I thought home economics class did that. And the last one was how to be a YouTube star. Now, don't laugh. I'll bet you somewhere in America, there's a college course. It's not obviously in public grammar school, but I'll bet you there's a college course somewhere on how to be a YouTube star. So don't laugh at that. Somebody's paying like $200 a credit to take that course. Here come the Buckinghams.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
Together. Together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Turtles, hey, they're still around. They do oldies concerts. They were at the State Fair, I think, last year or the year before doing their oldies concerts, the Turtles. It's 8:45 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Is it okay to lie to your boss? And our boss is here this morning.
No.
Well, here are three times it is okay to lie to your boss. When you're covering for a coworker, I've done that, and I'm going to tell you that story in a second.
Ooh.
When they ask you how they look before a big meeting, I mean, they're wearing their tie that doesn't match the jacket or the shirt's unbuttoned and it's just, there's a stain on it. You say, oh, you look great. And when they ask about anything personal that you don't want to talk about, then it's okay to lie to the boss. Now, I will tell you what I did once when I worked in Atlanta. It was a big station. We had newspapers, television. We had everything in the building. It was huge. So we had a security guard at the back of the door, back door entrance. And this one guy, he was one of our engineers, and he came in at midnight, and he was always late. And he got a warning, if you're late again, that's it. And what happened was his wife ran off with a truck driver, left him with six kids. So he had six kids to handle, and so this was going on, so he was late. So I know it's coming to midnight, and I did something I should never have done. I snuck back there under the security guard's watch when she wasn't looking, and I punched this time card in. Now, I go back, it's coming up to midnight, and the security guard comes back and says, where is he? I forget what his name was. Where is he? And I say, I don't know. What do you mean? His time card's punched in. That means he's here. We want to know where he is. And no. Now, I was like 20-something years old.
Oh, no.
I just had a newborn baby. I don't want to get fired over this. The sweat. Remember the sweat at the movie Airplane when the guy's just flowing down his face? That was me. And I start, and I had to read a newscast at midnight. And I'm shaking like this on it because, what's going on? It turns out he did show up about 10 minutes after 12. The repo guy was here to repossess his car.
No.
And that's why he came at midnight to repossess it. And when they said to the security guard, he's here, we want to know where he is because I got to repossess his car, get the keys. And that's what they were looking for. So I told the guy, listen, I can't cover for you anymore. My heart's not going to take it. So please don't. I'm not going to lie for you anymore to anybody. And I said, just deal with it on your own. Just be here at midnight. And I know he has a tough time. His wife left him with six kids and he's got to find sitters. But I can't. I got a brand new baby. I can't afford to, you know. But the program director did find out I did that. Because, of course, the security guard snitched. And
snitches get stitches.
And wind up in ditches. And so he warned me never to do it again. I explained why I did it. He said, I understand why, but don't ever do it again. And the thing was a union shop. So the union got involved. It was a whole big thing. So is it okay to lie for people? No.
Well, what did happen to that poor guy?
I don't know. I left shortly thereafter.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a job in Milwaukee. I came up here. It's 8:48 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and we're teaching you how to lie to your boss this morning.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
And Timeless Hits, WRJN.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come
San Francisco. Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair, man. Nothing sounds like the world of hippies from 1967 than that song does. Scott McKenzie, although that was his only hit song, he went on to write Snowbird for Anne Murray, and he also wrote Kokomo for the Beach Boys.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Beach Boys' last number one hit. Let's talk about con artist news here. A museum in Denmark paid an artist $84,000 to create two pieces of art. The guy took the money and sent two empty frames and claims the artwork was called Take the Money and Run. The museum, not amused, they want their money back. And a con man from Louisiana stole over $300,000 by tricking airlines into believing they had lost his luggage on more than 180 occasions between 2015 and 2020. Talk about 2020, he's getting 20 years in prison. But you think the airlines, 180 times his name pops up, you think they would think...
You would think. Different airlines, though?
Doesn't say they're going to do. They don't want us to pull the stunt. So they're not going to tell us exactly. All right, Cindy's coming up next, and you've got some. You got your big vinyl contest coming up where you'll be giving away vinyls and the record players to play it on.
It's all about the platters, my friend. It's all about the platters. Remember that in the 60s? They called them the platters. I'm playing the platters, hot platters.
Double play, twin spin. I got a platter for you right here. We're going to play all the hits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, double play, twin spins, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we still do it. We're still playing those songs now.
Oh, my gosh. Gold Weekend.
So Cindy's going to tell you how you can win a record player. We got a couple of them, right?
Yeah.
I saw a picture on Facebook with you and the record player.
I love that record player.
You didn't take it home.
They wouldn't let me take it home. No, I did.
Say, it looked like you were going to make off with it.
I did. I tried.
Yeah, I know. But we have security here in the building making sure.
It's scary. They're scary.
Then you're going to give away vinyl, and I don't know what they are. It's kept top secret, but you've got some vinyl to give away as well.
Yes.
Vinyl's making a comeback. The library, the public library, you can actually take out with your library card record players now. You can take out record players and vinyl is
goodness.
Back. I didn't return a record from 1968 from my library.
How much do you owe on that bill?
Well, and I called them about it, and the years later they said, well, we don't need it anymore because we don't have vinyl here anymore. They do now.
Yeah.
Now they'll send Mr. Bookman from the Seinfeld Library to go investigate. He wants that album back. It was a soundtrack to Bye Bye Birdie. Yeah. All right, Cindy's up next. She's going to be here to tell you how you can win all that vinyl, plus a lot of timeless hits and local news. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning bright and early, 6 a.m.
Local news and time.